Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 15th of September. What a tremendous weekend of racing last Saturday and Sunday at Doncaster and in Ireland. Doncaster first, and Kingston Hill justified his position at the head of the betting for the final classic of the season, the Ladbrokes St. Ledger Stakes. The drying ground on Town Moor had put a doubt in the participation of Kingston Hill in this famous race, but last year's Group 1 Racing Post Trophy winner at Doncaster and the runner-up in the Derby produced a devastating finishing burst to defeat Romsdal and Snow Sky. It was the first classic success for owner Paul Smith, trainer Roger Varian and jockey Andrea Atzini. Kingston Hill could possibly be aimed at the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe on Sunday the 5th of October. For good measure, the trainer and jockey then won another Group 1 race yesterday, Sunday, when Cursory Glance took the Moyglare Stud Stakes at the Curragh. Last Saturday's Irish Champion Stakes was won in dramatic fashion as the Grey Gatsby landed this Group 1 contest for Hambleton trainer Kevin Ryan and jockey Ryan Moore. It was a great win for North Yorkshire as the Grey Gatsby gained revenge over his conqueror at York, Australia, in the Judmont International Stakes, having won the Dante Stakes at York and the French Derby before being second in the Judmont. The Grey Gatsby showed his class by storming home from last to first. Fellow North Yorkshire trainers Mark Johnston, David O'Mara, Brian Ellison and David Barron also recorded significant victories during the weekend in Ireland. I must also mention the victory by Brown Panther in yesterday's Irish St. Ledger. Yorkshire racegoers will know that Brown Panther won the Pontefract Castle Stakes, a listed race, in 2012 and 2013. Now, looking at the week ahead, as far as Yorkshire meetings are concerned, the final meeting of the season at Thirsk takes place tomorrow, Tuesday, starting at 2:10. There are seven races altogether. Field Gunner Kirkup could be the answer to the handicap race over 7 furlongs at 3:40, while recent course and distance winner Disclosure can follow up in the handicap race for three-year-olds over 1 mile at 4:15. The penultimate meeting of the season at Beverley takes place on Wednesday, also starting at 2:10. It's the turn of Pontefract on Thursday with a 2:30 start at the West Yorkshire track. This coming Saturday sees Catterick in action beginning at 2:10. The feature race is the £20,000 final of the course's 12 furlong series, a handicap contest. Racegoers at Catterick will be able to see the Airgold Cup live on the giant screen due off at 3:50. Yorkshire trainers are sure to be well represented in this race, which carries prize money of £160,000. Watchable heads the Antipost betting market for this sprint race over 6 furlongs after his victory yesterday Sunday at the Curragh for trainer David O'Mara. Enjoy your racing.